Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since the intimacy. I'm tryna strum you like guitars in this beat. If you sit around and you kick the blase flee. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is tryna give you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell a chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things in the occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
In Japan, we gon' do some things that didn't fit in the plans. I
love it when you kiss me, girl, so do it again, yeah.
Rub it on your booty, so comfy and soothing. Girl, you're really popping, so let's make this shit a movie, yeah, yeah. So unbelievable, so glad you let me blow your mind. Like you've been blowing mine, it seems like I've been waiting for this all my life. Girl, you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now tuned in to GEI Radio, Necessary Convo. I am your host, Tone. I got my co-host, GG. What's going on?
Everything's going on, brother. How you feeling tonight?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. I just finished up, you know, a quick live on one of my platforms, and I actually prepped folks up for tonight's conversation, man, because it's going to be something serious, and I think it's going to be really important. I know a lot of times people be on pause and a little reserved because they may feel like, you know, their difference of opinion doesn't matter or it may anger folks. Man, don't nobody care about that. We care about the variety of opinions and perspectives. So before we get into anything, I just want to welcome everybody officially to Necessary Convo. Hey, man, it's still a beautiful Friday evening, man. I mean, we're able to be on this online blog talk radio show, and, you know, we have all of our callers and faithful listeners and supporters. So with that being said, man, we still have to be thankful and grateful for the things that we can control and the things that we've been afforded to, man. So it's good to have this opportunity to chop it up, man, because that's really what we're doing, Tom. We're chopping it up. We all family at this point.
That's it. That's it. I definitely agree.
So, yeah, man.
With so much going on, it's good to get a good conversation in.
Yeah, it's good to get a good conversation and really speak about how we feel because, you know, people – are on social media, they have different platforms, and people have family members or, you know, folks may be staying at your house or you're back in the office in some type of capacity, and they can't really share how they feel about current events and topics and stuff like that, man, just because of the area that they share, you know what I mean, the space that they share. So they have to hold back find a way to express themselves, man, without offending others. So I'll jump right in, man, with the current events before we get into it. As you guys know, every Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you definitely have to continue to check us out on Necessary Convo, formerly known as Freaky Fridays, right? But we still get freaky on Fridays. We're not even going to lie, guys. Tone knows that I always will find a way to get something freaky into the conversation. It's not going to be a whole serious back and forth situation, man. We still got to talk about the freaks. We still got to talk about the freaky deaky. So that being said, hey, Tone, let everybody know, man, how they can jump in and the information they can pass along and how they can participate in what we got going down tonight.
Definitely. For those that are on the call, if you want to, you know, reach out to a friend, they can dial 516-387-1268. Again, that's 516-387-1268. Or you can go to GEI Radio on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter and click the link and listen to us online. And we do have a chat online, so if you're listening to us online, you can type in your questions. And if you're on, you can press 1 and ask myself, GG, or if you have if you want to answer a question or ask us a question, just press 1 and we'll get you on. And that's that.
That's how it's going down. RIP, man. X. I missed that dude already,
man. Yeah.
I missed X already because because, you know, he was getting back into the social media realm. You know, he was kind of doing his thing, jumping in and out. And obviously, we didn't talk about something that I didn't want to talk about it personally, not that particular time, but now. You know, DMX had some, he had some issues, man. Just, you know, we all got something. We all got something that we have to deal with. And, you know, and he had some demons, man, with, you know, with some depression, with drugs. And, you know, we touched a little bit on it, on how he talked about getting into the drugs at a young age and, you know, never being the same. But, you know, he had some things going on, man. And so you never know on the outside. You know, people got money, people got careers, people got jobs. There's functioning career professionals, man, that have issues.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You don't hear about it until, you know, it's something serious or somebody, you know, finds out or whatever. But, you know, not to be funny or anything like that, man, your doctors, your physicians, you know, your law enforcement, your boss, you know what I'm saying? Your directors and managers and coworkers and constituents, everybody got some shit going on. It's all about how are you managing it, how are you managing it, and what are you doing to, you know, better yourself. So it's pretty serious, man. But listen, I want to go ahead and jump in tonight because I know I had summoned a handful of listeners because I really want them to chime in tonight, especially when we start talking about what we're talking about. And Tony, I'll let you kind of go in. I mean, obviously we got some unfinished business, so we're going to just run through real quick, but then we also want to get to the main subject because I think that's going to ignite the lions once we bring out the main event. So what do we need to finish up? What we got?
So last week we spoke on moving forward, and you know, we pretty much went through that, but we had another topic as well, which was communication. That we didn't touch on. And when I think of communication, right, I think about it on all levels. Yep. Like not just relationship, but just how you communicate with friends, you know, your kids, business partners, just all in all, you know what I'm saying? Communication is very, very, very important. But if you're in a relationship, you know, like with somebody, and maybe y'all living together, it's very, very important because you're around that person every day. So it's definitely very important to communicate and know how to communicate. But when communicating, I'm going to ask you, Gigi, the first question. You know, are you truly ready to be asked the questions your mate wants to ask you? You know, sometimes people say, you know, talk to me about anything. Talk to me about what you're feeling. Talk to me about anything. And a lot of times, you know, men and women hold back on their 100% true feelings, or we change it up a little bit to spare feelings. But are we, men and women, are we truly ready to be asked the questions that your spouse wants to ask, that they want answers for?
Boy, 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 I tell you what, man, that's a good-ass question, and I can't wait to see how honest and transparent others will be on this call. So, guys, just remember, you know, press 1 will get you into the conversation, and we don't know who you are. We don't know your number, your address. We ain't doing skip trace, no shit like that. So you call in, you express yourself, and you know, we have that conversation, and that's that. You know, we ain't going to call you back and say, hey, last week you had said that. So don't even worry about that. But I'll jump in, and this is the beauty of it. You know, Tone and myself, we don't mind exposing and expressing ourselves, you know, in our own topics and subjects and stuff like that. So I'll say for me, man, I have struggled with communication the majority of my life, probably all the way up into my 40s. And I'm 45, so do the math. But I've struggled with communication in a sense of not necessarily being honest about it, but not really expressing myself to where how I feel, not only now, but how I have felt. And, you know, ultimately that hurt me. And I'll give an example. You know, you know, when you meet somebody or you meet people, and I'm talking about from a relationship standpoint, and I can talk about the family portion, but when you meet someone, you know, you got a lot of factors on how you go into it, and whether you believe it or not, your previous experiences are going to affect you on how you move forward on that. It may make you open up more because you feel more positive about it, or it may make you pause a little bit because now you're on the offense. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're trying to figure out, okay, what's wrong with this motherfucker? What's going on? You know, they're talking too good. Mm-hmm. They're not talking good enough. And so, you know, that those are different angles. So I'll say for me, man, I really had women on trial and they didn't even know. You know what I'm saying? I had them on trial. Mm-hmm. They didn't even know. And so what I mean by that is, you know, we're dating. Things may be going pretty well on her aspect of it. But in my head, I'm like, you know what? I've already found a couple of things that maybe it'll go away. Maybe it's me. I don't know. But let's just kind of keep going. And so instead of communicating my concern or asking certain questions, I just let it go. I just let it keep going, and it festers. And so by the time something that was probably minute or something that could be easily resolved through effective communication and understanding, I'm ready to end it. Listen, man, I'm already at three strikes. And she's like, well, damn, this is our first major conflict. You ready to end it? You ready to, you know, be done? I'm like, in my head, I'm like, shit, yeah. I mean, you know, you had did this. I didn't tell you about it, but you did that. And then this other thing had happened. I didn't tell you about it, but you did it. And so now here we are. I'm just like, man, look, you know, I'm good. And, you know, I didn't have any patience. It wasn't fair to the people that I was involved in. It wasn't even fair to me because it didn't even allow me to see if I am open to problem solving. Because the problem can't always be the other person. Your ass got problems too, right? And so I wasn't able to see exactly what was going on in my process, and my mindset on things. And you know, so it made it tough for other people. And so, you know, that was one of my weaknesses when it came to, you know, personal development. You know, communication was definitely one of my weaknesses. And, you know, so when it comes to family, and I'll, you know, leave it off of that, but when it comes to family, you know, for me, communication has always just been minimal. Like, I never wanted my family to know everything I have going on because I really didn't want the input unless I asked them. You know, I have, I'm the youngest of four, so as the youngest, we feel like all eyes are on us, right? We feel like we're always judged because we should have these examples or learn by everybody else's experience and not make our own mistakes. So instead of going through all of that, you know, we're going to wing it because we don't want anybody talking to us like, well, this is what I happened. Or see, I told you, I tried to tell you, you know, not to do that or do it this way, but your ass is going to learn. You know, as the youngest, we don't want to hear that shit because we're not only going to hear it from one, we're going to hear from everybody. We're going to hear from the entire totem pole, man. You know what I mean? And so we don't want to go through that. So my communication was minimal. And what that did for me when it comes to a family aspect is it kind of shut them out on what's going on. So they didn't know how to help me, right? They didn't know how to help me without me asking. You know, they didn't know what to do for me. They didn't know if it was just, you know, kind words or was it, you know, that they actually needed to be around or things like that. So when you don't communicate, then, you know, there's some consequences to that you have to at least understand and know that happens versus be confused and not know why. And so those are some of the factors, man. But, you know, I'm thankful that I've gotten a lot of personal growth in development, some of it being by myself, some of it just, you know, through different experiences, friendships, relationships, and, you know, entanglements. You know, you can learn from entanglements, man. You know that, right? you can learn from damn entanglements, man. A lot of times, you learn what your ass really do not want that you thought you wanted from that entanglement. You know, that 80-20 rule, or shit, maybe it's a 10-90 rule. You know, so you can learn from any experience as long as you take that and you know, like I say, chew the meat, spit out the bone, and then you move forward and don't hold your head down on whatever that experience was and just allow yourself to grow from it. So that's the communication thing for me, man. You know, I'm a lot better with that now because if I don't share it, then, you know, people won't know. And I don't want to be held accountable for somebody that doesn't communicate to me and think that, hey, well, Gigi, you know me. You know what I would say. You know what I like. You know what I would have done. I'm like, maybe, because you still have to factor in your mood. You still have to factor in whatever your needs and wants are for the time. So, hell, you may want a steak, but I know you like chicken, so I got you chicken. And you like, well, damn, you know I like steak. So it could be simple shit like that.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in what these guys feel about it.
Yeah, definitely. Callers, again, if you want to chime in, press 1. We'll get you on. I think that's kind of like most majority of the men, GG. Like, I think in the beginning, we hold it in, and it come to a head where it's like, all right, well, this that little teeny thing, you know, because we never spoke out of mind or communicated, something so petty made us leave. You know, like I said, I've learned communication. You know, once I got married, I learned that, you know, if you just talk it out, it could go away quick. Like, just get it off your chest. Instead of holding it in, say what you feel. You know, have that, you know, quick talk about it or long talk about it, and you'll feel better. You know what I'm saying? You'll feel better about the situation. At least you express how you felt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So moving forward,
for sure.
If you don't see no changes, then it's on you to be like, you know what? This ain't going in the direction I wanted to go in. So, you know, I'm going to have to, you know, move forward. Or you can express yourself and you can see changes in people because now they know how they're making you feel whatever they're doing because you communicated it. So, it's definitely a good thing to do. It's definitely a good thing to do, man. And not only to you know, speak your mind, but you also got to be a good listener too. Because sometimes we don't listen.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? When somebody communicating something to us, sometimes we don't take it in. So, you know, definitely got to be a good listener.
Yeah. That's some real shit, Tom. Hey, boy, you got down just then, man. you got down on that one. You got down. Yeah, man, communication is so important. And, you know, it's cliche. It's cliche that communication is key. But, you know, sometimes it's not even necessarily what you say, it's what you don't say. You know, and people are looking for a response so that you at least acknowledge their feelings. You know what I mean? That's something that I had to learn. Like, and I mentioned it before. Women can talk their asses off, right? They can articulate how they feel. They got the best rebounds and clapbacks in the world, right? You say something, and you think you got them, and then they're going to tear your ass up anyway. Even if they in fault, they're going to tear your ass up. There's just a skill set that a lot of women have and a lot of women exercise, right? There's a lot of women exercise that skill set. And so when as men, when we don't say something, it allows a woman to use her imagination, which that's never in our favor. It's never in our favor if we allow her
to use her
imagination on what she thinks or what makes sense. I was going to say logical sense, but I want to say emotional sense. What makes emotional sense of what we did or what we didn't do, And when we don't communicate, we staring at the wall, we looking crazy, we trying to fall asleep. Many a nights I try to go to sleep on my chick, man. Huh? I don't want to hear that shit. I'm going to sleep. At least that's what I try to do, right? They will talk your ass. Hey, they will talk your ass back up. You trying to go to sleep, they will be in your ear. They will be next to you. I mean, you know, I don't know, depending on your chick, I mean, I don't think they're going to, you know, put no hands or pour water or hot grits or shit like that on you, but they will still talk as long as they have a voice. They will go gargle some salt water if they shit start getting, you know, a little scratchy, and make sure they can keep talking your ass, man. That's real life stuff. They going to get their point across for the old and the new. And so, you know, it's important that as men, as leaders, that we have to sometimes go against ego. We got to go against ego and actually communicate, actually answer some questions, and actually just, hey, I don't know that type. Nah, man. I would rather tell a woman that I'm dating or I'm in a relationship, where I'd rather tell her, look, you know what, I'm heated right now. You know, so I don't feel like we would have productive conversation. So in order for me not to say nothing stupid to you that I would regret, I want to pause. I want to table this conversation. Now, if you feel like it's that serious, then we can do it. But just understand that you're not going to get the best side of Gigi in this conversation. But if you want to do it, we can do it. But I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying, I need some time, or I need a few minutes, or I need to – you know, somebody might need to tone their shit down, versus, you know, just walk out the door or not say anything, or just go and seclude myself to again, now she making up shit that she think I'm doing.
Yeah.
If I leave the house because I'm mad, now she thinking I'm going to a chick house who I usually go over and lay up. She rubbing my feet and massaging my balls, and that's what I do every Thursday and Fridays. That's what's going on in her head. I might be going over there to Tones and kicking it with him and just being like, look, man, I need to just kind of clear my head, whatever. Just give me a few minutes. But, you know, let her tell it. I'm at the strip club, man. So we got to do it, man. You know, nowadays, man, we just got to do it. We just got to make some things happen, even if it makes us a little uncomfortable. It's for the betterment long term. Maybe short term uneasy, uncomfortable, but better for the long term, man. So that's what that's at.
Definitely, I agree. We got a caller. 4879, GEI Radio. You on?
Welcome to
the call.
Hello,
guys. How you doing?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you? Hey. So I wanted to chime in because of something Tone said that kind of, I think, as women we forget sometimes, is he made a good statement of sometimes we have to be listeners too. As I know this is something I struggle with. I can hear you, but I'm only listening to you for my rebuttal, to answer or to respond what you're saying, not listening to understand you. And those are two. That's very different. Listening for understanding means that I have to put my ego, I have an ego too, but I have to put my, I know I'm right, I know he needs to do it my way or needs to give me whatever I'm asking for. I have to put that to the side to be able to listen, to understand where he's coming from. Because if I don't understand where he's coming from, it's not going to be effective communication. He could be telling me everything that he's trying to communicate, but if I don't understand it, it's like he's speaking Greek to me. And part of that for me has been because I was listening to respond and not listening to understand.
Yeah.
And that's, listening to understand is very different. And I think, I mean, for men too, sometimes listening to understand us is something, I don't expect you all to always understand where we're coming from, but I think that that's something that men don't do a lot. to listen to understand where we're coming from or why we're saying
something. That's a good point.
I'm a big one of I need you to understand why I'm saying what I'm saying. Don't just think I'm coming off the side of my neck or I'm going off. No, understand the why. So then we can try to address it to make it better, make some adjustments, or continue to do more of the same, because it's not just the why I'm saying something because there's a problem. Sometimes I like something that's being done or I appreciate something being done, but I still want you to understand why I appreciate it or why it made me feel good. It's not just, you know, you should know
that's good.
Type of situation.
That's really good. Let me ask you this, since we have a young lady that is on the call on the show first, I got to ask this. How important do you think that timing, how important is timing? Because let's be real about it. I think women are a little bit more emotional. When they want to have a conversation, they want to have a conversation. And I think that the timing is crucial. And obviously, if we're talking about somebody avoiding some shit that they did and they don't want to face the music, I'm not talking about that. But I am talking about a situation to where, you know, there may be other things going on. Not saying that that's not important, but there just may be other things going on. And if you can communicate with your partner and just say, hey, you know, I understand, but right now, you know, you're not going to get, like I just used the example before, you're not going to really get a receptive individual. And, you know, and so that's also knowing your partner and things like that. But do you think that timing is really that important, or is it the severity of that person wanting answers more important?
Well, it would depend on the purpose of the conversation. If the purpose of the conversation is to get understanding, the timing is critical, because both parties have to be open to communicating effectively. But if I got, you know, my child in the emergency room and my mom, you know, have an open heart surgery, and you want to talk to me about why I didn't cook dinner, it's probably not the best time. I'm using that just as a, you know, something really petty. But just the point, that's not the best time to say, well, why didn't you cook, you know, before you left, or why didn't you cook earlier in the day so there's food available? Like, that's not the time for that. So, but if it's just a matter of, you know, him wanting to just say, you know, get whatever he needed to say off his chest, and there was no intention of effective communication, you just want to say it and be mad, then no, timing doesn't, you're just trying to pick a fight. But if you're really trying to communicate with your partner, timing is critical. Understanding what
let
your
me
partner
do this.
Has going on. Mm-hmm.
Right, let me do this. Let me make it a little bit more palatable, because you just went to the extreme. Right, let's make it a little bit more palatable and a little bit more realistic. Let's say that she has her friends at the house, right? Her friends are at the house. You guys are sipping your mix, whatever the shit y'all be doing on Friday and Saturday nights, your margarita mixes, your tips, and you're feeling good with your girls, right? And then your man comes through, and he wants to talk to you about some stuff that's going on, right? But you with your girls, he already knew that your girls was going to be there at the house. You know, he might have came home early from hanging out, or came home early from work, or whatever is going on. And he wants to talk about some things. Do you think that man should wait till the friends leave, or are you going to take a pause with your girls? Or I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, for me, if my man came home early or came to the house or whatever, and he needed to talk to me, then I got to take a pause from my girls, because ultimately I'm not going to be laying next to them at night. I'm going to be laying next to him at night. But at the same time, my dude would respect that if you know, if I'm hanging out with the girls or something, it's not something I do often, just me personally. It's not something that I do often, and it might be something where I've already expressed, hey, I need some me time. So, but if it's critical to me about whatever during the me time that he already knew that I was going to have or whatever, then I would respect that it was critical. I would respect it enough to listen to at least what he, you know, like, what's going on, you know, the main, try to filter out to try to see, is it something that I need to call it early night and be like, hey, ladies, I know we were supposed to do whatever, but we got an issue that I need to handle. I'm going to have to cut this short. Or is it a situation where I can kind of gather the synopsis of what he needs to talk about and let him know, okay, I hear you. Let me wrap some things up with them. We were supposed to do this, this, and this. And when I get back or when they leave, we'll discuss it. But it would be a conversation that I had with him because on the flip side, if he was hanging out with the fellas and, you know, he wanted to, and I needed to talk to him about something, unless it's dire, you know, interrupting the fellas' time isn't really cool. I mean, because he needs that outlet as well. So that's about knowing your partner and willing to be effective communicator. So that's just my, I would at least hear what he had to say.
Yeah, that's you. That's you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was asking you particularly, and so that's what sparks the convo. Well, thanks for jumping this show off. We appreciate you.
No problem, no problem. You all have a wonderful night.
You too. So, Tone, I think that's interesting, man, because I think that's really interesting because, you know, people have different expectations. Men and women have different expectations, man. You know, if a woman tells her guy certain things and, you know, sometimes they feel like, well, he should know that this is important to me and he should have stopped what he was doing or he should have, you know, this or that, versus, you know, a guy, he may be more sensitive, he may be less sensitive to the situation, man. But those expectations can be pretty crucial because sometimes that person thinks that that other person should do what they would do, and it doesn't necessarily work that way. That's the interesting thing about communication. You can't assume it, or it can't be implied that a person gonna do what you would do.
Yeah, facts. I agree. Facts.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Absolutely. Hey, man. Absolutely right.
Listen, man, I'm ready to jump into the next subject, man. Can we put the communication to bed, man? Everybody knows by now. We got a number of grown folks on our show every night. You guys know how important communication is. You know, honesty, transparency, everything is wrapped into that shit. Like, if you're going to be with someone, you're going to invest your time and resources with them, then part of that is going to be effective communication, understanding them a lot better as you get to know them and allowing them to understand you as you get to know each other. I mean, that's 1 + 1, right?
Definitely.
1 + 1, man. I'm ready to jump in. Hey, man, drop off the subject matter, man. This is what everybody's been waiting for. Listen, every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Necessary Convo, GGI After Dark, GI Tone, GI Network. Let me throw that in there too, right? listen, man, this is blazing off the media worldwide right now. Tone, go ahead and drop it off, man.
All right. So the rapper The Game made a post on, I think, his Twitter page. And it goes like this. And, Gigi, I want, you know, myself and you will answer this question as well. Hopefully the listeners will chime in and give their opinion. So he said, maybe I'm old school, but my woman ain't paying one damn bill, not rent, not mortgage, not a car note, not nails, hair, clothes, phone, or groceries. If you're taking care of home, cooking, and loving me right, life is on me.
So, Gigi,
I just had to laugh at that. Now, listen, I'm pouring a glass of bubbly right now, as I get ready to embark on this entire content.
Well, you know what? I'll go first, DG. I'll go first.
Yeah, do that. Yeah,
I'll go first. I actually agree with him 100%. Like, I don't feel like, I mean, a woman should have to work unless she wants to. I don't feel like a woman should have to pay bills unless it's a situation where, you know, the man can't afford to pay all the bills. But as a man, in my eyes, as a man, if you can afford to pay the bills and, you know, give her, you know, the things that she need and want without it, you know, hurting you, then I do think that should happen. I think a man should pay all. I don't think a woman should be responsible for paying half or none of that, or have to worry about her car note if she has a man. Like, that stuff should be taken care of. That's my opinion on that. I definitely agree with the game.
Cool. Cool.
But hold on, DG. That's it. Gotta be, but it, this being keeping it, you know, real. Like, it gotta be your woman. This is not just like if we just, you know, dating, but we don't know. But like when we get serious, yeah, I think that's, you know, that's how it should go.
Okay. I can dig it. And I was going to lead with how you actually ended, because I think it's important in what context we're talking here. If it's just somebody that I'm dating, getting to know, we hanging out, whatever, I'm not taking care of your bills. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be a situation where if it's a lifestyle that we're creating, that we're both enjoying, then, yeah, by all means. And, of course, there's always going to be some factors, right? It depends on what the lifestyle is. Now, if it's a lifestyle that she wants, doesn't even have yet, or a lifestyle that I don't even have yet or created, then, you know, my first focus is always going to be self-sufficient. I got to be self-sufficient. You know, I can't create certain things that I can't even deal with on my own and then bring somebody into the fold and then try to handle my shit and take care of hers just to prove that I'm the man. Fuck all that, right? So it's really going to be – there's going to be some factors. Now, if we're – so, of course, we always have to check the source. Right, we have to check the source. So game, for those of you that don't know game, because there's some folks on here to be acting like they don't know shit about hip-hop, right? You know, game is he's a rapper based out of on the West Coast in L.A. Compton, I think he claimed it sometimes. I mean, sometimes it'd be somebody, it'd be somewhere different. So, you know, game is a rapper. He's in the entertainment industry. Obviously, you know, has made millions in albums and in music and in other projects. So if you have a millionaire guy, let's be real, but you guys already know that I'm a realist. If you have a millionaire guy, right, that has that lifestyle, there's women out here that, you know, make 50,000, make 40,000. Hell, they're selling to make 20,000, right? Then you got some six-figure chicks. But to a millionaire, you know, that's nothing. It's nothing. So my thing is, talk to me when you ain't got it like that, and then let me know if that's how you feel. Because, and the reason why I'm saying that is because everybody, I don't care who you are and who you are now, everybody has been in a situation to where either they had or needed a down-ass chick to have his back. Right, whether his ass had warrants and he was trying to hustle, or he had to lay low, or he was fresh out, or he lost his corporate job, now his ass had to do blue collar work and shit like that, and they had a chick that held his ass down So whether she had 2-3 jobs or whether she was the main breadwinner of the situation, it happened, right? So people are always going to respond to where they're at, right? So you can respond to where you're at. I don't expect the guy that makes $10 an hour, and that's his main salary, to say that, yeah, I'm going to pay all her bills. You know what I'm saying? I'm a gasser tank up. Her car, no insurance, all that stuff is good. And she ain't got to worry about nothing. And hell, she may make twice or three times as much when they met or before they met or while they met, damn it. And so now her lifestyle is, look, I understand that you got, you know, your Tercel, and that's because you a budget guy. But listen, man, I'm over here. I got the Lexus big body thing over here. You know what I'm saying? So my note is about $450, $475 because it's brand new with the warranty. So he ain't going to be able to do that. That doesn't make him a bad dude. That doesn't make him less of a man, but that doesn't make logical sense. So all in all, I believe in the concept. So answering the question, I believe in the concept. But like you said, Tone, this isn't for chicks that I'm dating. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sorry, even if I got it like that, I ain't doing it like that for a chick that I'm dating because I believe in investing, right? But it's more than just a financial investment, right? And because my expectations isn't for her to invest in me financially if I got the bread like that. So she's going to have to be engaged and invested in different ways. So he gave examples of that, which to me, you put that on a calculator, I don't really know if there's a price tag on that. And you still have to understand that he made it very distinctive of all those things need to happen simultaneously. So just because a woman, and this is my final point, I'm ready for the calls on this one. This is my final point to that. Just because you're doing all those things for her does not guarantee that she's going to do all those things for you. Let me try that again. I wish I could speak in Spanish, but that would have been cool. But let me say it one more time. Just because you're doing all those things for that woman, let's be real about it. There's women that are kept. Am I lying, Tone? Is there such thing as a kept
woman? No, that's true.
Okay.
I mean, I will hope that as a man, you're doing it because that's what you want to do. I hope you wouldn't be doing it because you looking for her to do it for you. I think he was just saying it as in, like, just being a man. You know, like, if you can afford it, that's why I say if you can afford it. Like, if you can't afford it, then don't try it because it's not going to work in your favor. Because, you, like you said, if her car note is $600 or $450 and her rent is this and this and you only make $11, then of course you can't do that. You can help out, but you can't pay everything. But, you know, if you make a little bit more and you can pay her stuff and still be straight with your stuff and that's what you want to do, I think that's what, as a man, and that's your woman, I think that you should. If she's smart and if she's the woman that you think she is, then she'll just be saving. Like, if she got her, you know, if she work or if she making money from her business, then she'll just be stacking. Like, so, you know, the vacations and stuff like that, she'll be able to say, hey, babe, you know, I paid for us to go to da-da-da-da-da. Or, hey, babe, I bought you this or I bought you that because you're taking care of everything else. So depends on the type of woman you got. But like I said, if you can afford it, I think you should. As a man, I think you should. I mean, it don't make you less of a man if you don't. I don't want to say it like that. Like, if you don't pay a woman bills, you're not a man. But I just think if you can afford it and that's your woman, like, not your girlfriend, not your y'all trying to figure out where y'all going at next, but y'all in a relationship, like, that's your one, then, yeah, take care of the bills. Take care of everything. Pay it. Because,
okay.
I mean, you know, we want our women to, you know, when we come home, we want her to cook or whatever the case may be. So she doing what she needs to do. I mean, you can't put a price on that stuff, so why not? you want your clothes cleaned and all that other stuff. So that's just as valuable as paying the rent.
Yeah. I'm interested, and you guys can press one to chime in on the conversation. Necessary Convo, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Friday. We're talking about the tweet on social media, all over social media about the game, basically talking about a man paying. Now, one thing I will say, I think that I think he put it out there for it to go viral. I think he did put it out there because women want to feel secure, right? That's mm-hmm. basic. They want to feel secure. They want to feel protected. They want to feel appreciated. They want to feel loved. And I don't even know if love should even be in there because some women are still defining love for them, what the definition of love is to them, because they've been in relationships where the man has paid all the bills before. It's nothing, right? But at the same time, that same man that paid all the bills had some unrealistic expectations for her, right? Or even kept her at a certain level to where the reason why he did it is so she wouldn't elevate, whether it be her career, whether it be establishing a business, whether it be travel or whatever. So he used that as a handicap. Look, you don't have to work. You're not going to work. I'm going to take care of everything. Right. So at the same time, if he takes care of everything, what is her income? What is her advantages? What is her benefits package? Because taking care of the damn kids ain't no benefits package. Staying at home to a woman is not necessarily a benefits package. Right. So you're going to have to do better than just paying all the bills. And then the expectations, like you want me to be in the mood. I don't have any. I'm not reaching certain goals or I'm not doing certain things, but you want me to be happy and hop on your dick at the end of the night or every night and cook and clean, but I got goals and aspirations internally that are being blocked, right? So I don't think that everybody is looking at it as simple as a man take care of your lady so she ain't got to lift a finger. Like, I think that there's a lot of ladies that have already been in that particular scenario. And it wasn't because he wanted her to excel in life. He wanted to limit her options in life. So I'm ready to have that conversation because I think it goes beyond that.
Yeah, it could go both ways. I mean, it could be a controlling thing. It could be, I know that you're going to need me because I'm taking care of everything. Right. I'm crippling you. And or it could be a situation where, you know, the man is, you know, genuine. Like I said, with me, if you want to work, work. Like, I'm not going to stop you from working, but I'm giving you the option that you don't have to. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to, if you don't want to stay home and you want to still work, then cool. It's cool either way with me. The bill's going to get taken care of. So whether you want to work and have your own money and tuck it or whatever the case may be, or you want to just stay home and chill and find something else to do at the crib. It's up to you. But I get what you're saying. Like, that could be crippling to some women. You know, guys with money like that be like, you know, stay home. And you're not saving. You're not making your own money. You asking him for money every single time. You know what I'm saying? So when he decides to leave you, he don't get what he wants. You so far behind in the game, you starting over from scratch because you never did anything. You know, we see it all the time. I haven't seen nothing like that in real life, but you know, like in the movies, it always be like that. Like, you know, so I mean, I've seen it on both ends. I've seen, you know, again in the movies, I've seen even women that make money and take care of guys and stuff, and then when she's done with him, it's like get out, and he never did anything. He just was laying up, so he got to go back. And start from scratch. So I guess it depends on the lady, like her hustle. You know what I'm saying? Like what type of woman you got? Because just because she's home don't mean she can't find different, you know, ways to make money. Maybe she start a business or something like something that keeps her at home, but she still can make money. or she doesn't have to, you know, be out all the time. So it's just I think it's on the woman.
There's been some good examples. If we go to the Hollywood or the celebrity route, I think that there's a lot of examples when you look at the reality shows, the Housewives of Atlanta, the Basketball Wives, and things like that. I think those are very good examples of women that have been kept, right? And then when that guy does his thing or is doing his thing or decides to do his thing, it's a result of what his image is of me handling all the business, all the household business. Because I take care of all these things, this is the lifestyle that you have to accept. And I'm not talking about on the lavish side where you go shopping, you go hang out with your girls, get your boobs done, you get your ass lifted, you put your booty in your lips, and then your lips in your cooch. I mean, I don't know all kind of crazy shit, right? But so you do all that. Meanwhile, you know, I got three or four. I got different area codes popping off. But, hey, home is taken care of. So you never have to worry about being or me being that dude to where, hey, let me hold 200. I'm short. I got to send some money home to mama. Or I need a suit. I need to get a suit from the men's warehouse. So I need $200. You know, because women have dealt with that guy too, right? They've dealt with him. And so they're weighing their options sometimes. Like, okay, this guy right here, he tries hard, but you know what? He ain't going to have it. Some of this shit is not on the upper level, but, you know, he has a good heart. He cut the grass, and you know, he'll make sure that there's groceries in there. Or live this particular lifestyle that I've dreamed of. I can go shopping. I can stack money. I can loan money. I can go buy mama a car. I can go get another dishwasher. The dishwasher ain't working no more. And I could just, you know, send a Cash App or send a Zelle or send cash and have everything I want. But I have to deal with this dude and some of the things that he does that a lot of it may go unsaid, but I know it happens. It's like, which lifestyle mm-hmm. you want to live? Because, you know, women ain't doing the struggle love no more. They made that very clear in the last 5 to 10 years. No more struggle love. If you ain't got it together, then you ain't the guy for me. If you still trying to figure it out, it ain't happening.
I think a lot of women, like, got their confidence. Got their confidence back. You know, they know that they can, you know, they can get out here and make just as much as men, if not more. So it's a situation where they, like, I mean, you know, you got to bring something to the table, and it should be like that. Like, you should. I mean, when you getting into a relationship, like, it shouldn't be one-sided, right? It shouldn't be. It should be, if I'm in a situation, you got me, and if you in a situation, I got you, and together we just out of this world. That's how it should be. It shouldn't be a situation where a woman is like, oh, he got money, so I'm about to come up off him. Or a man, like, she got money, so I'm about to, you know, like you say, I'm just going to do the bare minimum just to stay around, because I'm until she tell me to leave. You know, I mean, you should want something more for yourself. So again, that's why I say it's on the person. It's even if the woman got money, it's on the man to get out there and grind and get his bread. And if the man got money, same thing. It's on the woman to get out there, grind and get her bread. Or, you know, sit back and chill and tell that man or woman, be like, you know what? I got something new. That's what you're up against. You know, that's what you're up against when you don't bring your own money to the table. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're up against when you're in situations like that. You know, like Game, I just looked up his net worth. He $25 million. So, you know what I'm saying? He like you said, he can afford to do it. But at the same time, it's like, how long is he going to do that while you just sit around?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of ladies out here that is doing their thing, and realizing that you know, their strengths are superior to their weaknesses, and that's a great thing. You know, I would say that the caveat to that is it also takes being with a guy that undervalued them, so that they can get their groove back, so they can be motivated, so they can have an intense and intentional purpose on making sure they get their shit together. Because, you know, there's a lot of ladies out there that's still co-signing, have co-signed cars, you know, have put dudes that's not working on deeds to the houses that they're on their mortgage for, that are putting dudes on their accounts and allowing the dude to make some business and personal decisions for the entire household. So there's a lot of that going on. Now, whether women are going to say it or not, I don't know. I don't care, you know. But the point of it is there's enough data, and there's enough evidence that it does happen. Because okay, I don't care where a person is right now. Like I said before, I don't care where you're at now. I don't care if you got 100 grand in the account. I don't care if you got 8.3 M's in the account, whatever. Everybody has a damn story. So you can't say that you haven't been through anything to get to where you are now. Now, whether a person mm-hmm. wants to address it or acknowledge it, probably not, you know, depending on if we know who they are. You know what I mean? That may be the biggest factor.
Yeah.
Oh, Gigi might know me, or you might know my boy, so I don't want to give my story. It's whatever. But the point is, the necessary combo that we have to have these conversations. Now, you know, there's certain conversations that we're going to have, and callers aren't going to want to tap in because, number one, they can relate too much. Like, it may be their whole story, right? And they're not ready to release that and have that conversation. And then, number two, some folks just feel like, you know, hey, I'm going to do what I want to do. That's my business, and, you know, that's how I want to rock. I don't want to be judged, and that's fine too. But at the same time, what you don't realize is happening is somebody's going through it right now. Everything that we said, somebody's going through it right this minute. There's a woman in a relationship right now that feels trapped because dude pays all the bills, right? He pays all the bills. At the same time, he does whatever the fuck he want to do also. And his defense, whenever he get caught fucking up or doing something dumb, is, hey, you are well taken care of. The last
yeah,
dude
see, and
was with you, as you told me, hold
yeah.
on. But the last dude, because she told him what the last dude wasn't doing and what he did to her. Yeah, he fucked my credit up, right? Or he didn't want to work. Or, you know, he lied about having this job and this type of income, and then we met, then we moved in together, and then he magically lost his income, but he ain't really had no job, right? Because she done told him that story, and that goes back when I say women like to divulge a lot of things. So now you got the guy in his head, he's like, all right, I'm going to take away all those excuses for you to be committed to me. So I'm going to make sure that your finances are straight. I'm going to look out for you when it comes to this and come to that. But at the same time, what he's not going to tell you is the consequence to that for him doing it, with him not doing it out of him caring for her and wanting her to be in a good position and genuinely wanting to be there for her. He got his own ulterior motive. That's somebody's life right now.
Yeah. It's a bunch of people's life. That's what I
you know,
say. I mean,
so,
it's on the woman. I mean, you know, the woman in that situation, she gotta understand, like, if you're dealing with a man that's doing it for that reason to keep you trapped, you either gotta get out or find a way to hustle and stack your bread while he paying everything. So when he do make that decision, you straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, you well taken care of. If that's why he's doing it, you know, if he's doing it for that reason.
Yeah. And I have to say, you know, we like to make sure that we talk about accountability. right? Now, it's easy and it's more popular to talk about men and them being accountable, right? Because we're considered the leaders. We're considered the ones that are supposed to handle things, secure things, reinforce things. That's what we're quote unquote supposed to do, right? But at the same time, I think that more women have to be accountable for their decisions as well, the decisions they make and the decisions they don't make. Because let's be real, you ladies are way too damn smart, right? You too smart to say that you don't see certain things, right? Because before you're in a relationship, or while you're in a relationship with somebody and you know it's towards the end, you can read that motherfucker his rights, right? You can tell him what he did, what he needs to do, what he ain't been doing, and what you've been doing in this relationship and why he stepped back and you stepped forward. You ain't no man. You ain't no man, and he's supposed to be the man, but the roles are reversed. You can do that quickly, intelligently, tactfully, right? But when you're in a different situation, right, when you're in a different situation, now all of a sudden you don't know, you're blindsided. You're blindsided. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what happened. It was all good. He was so nice. He took care of me. We went on trips from the beginning. Like, come on. You got to be accountable for not paying attention, or when you did see something that seemed fishy, you ain't investigated then.
It's that money.
You ain't put your Sherlock Holmes shit on that. You ain't questioning him on why he was taking care of things and doing things for you. You ain't even think about that. You ain't think that. I understand you want to give somebody the benefit of the doubt, but everybody has a motive and everybody has expectations. We just pray that they're good.
Yeah.
We just hope that they're going to be positive and authentic. But everybody has a motivation. Everybody has it.
Absolutely right.
So I understand that it's one of those nights to where, you know, people today, they just want to listen. And so, again, you're getting perspective from two men, right? So women can have this conversation all day long, right? But you know what? They're not going to talk about the accountability part for them. They're going to talk about all the stuff, all the triflingness that dudes are doing, all the backhanded shit they're doing. Instead of talking about this dude's motive and how they didn't see it and how they didn't ask questions or how they didn't ensure that relationship was organic and authentic, they'll have a whole conversation about all the shit that he done did as a trifling motherfucker. Like out of the hour conversation, 50 of it is bashing him and everybody joining in on the bashing. Y'all want to have this conversation, man. Hey, it's getting too necessary. It's getting too real, though. It's getting too real. So you got to think about it. If a woman puts it out there about, hey, I'm no longer with this guy, I can't believe I did those things, right? People are more interested in what he did to her versus helping her move forward. Well, what do you need now? Well, how can I assist you now? What direction do you want to go now? People want to know, well, what the fuck he did? What is his name? Oh, shit, he did that too? I was just dealing with that. Let's go have a drink.
Yeah. Some people love this misery, man. You know, like you said, instead of helping her move forward, they keep. Uh oh, gotta call it, GG.
Let's do it.
4879 GR Radio. You on?
I had to come back. I'm sorry. Hello, I had to come back. I'm sorry. I couldn't let it go unsaid. Gigi, you're right. We okay. all have that story where we have, well, at least as women, we have to be accountable for, we saw the signs. We knew he was, you know, just trying to get us to co-sign on the car and get him somewhere where he was really trying to be, but he wasn't really the right guy. I've had that scenario. And it cost me a whole lot of money. And
wow.
My dad was the first one to tell me, yeah, but I didn't tell you to marry him. Remember? I didn't tell you. In fact, I said, are you sure you want to do this? And my best friend is a man. And he was in the wedding. And before we could get to go get married, my best friend came to the room where I was getting ready and everything. And he was like, listen, are you sure? Like, are you sure you're sure? I'm not going to tell you not to. But, and, you know, it was, no, I love him. And, you know, but they're like,
right.
But he didn't pay. You paid for his suit for this wedding. What are you doing? What are you doing? It has happened. So to your point, yes. But you're right. When we got divorced, everybody wanted to know what he had done wrong and no one was really focusing on the fact that, look, come on now. You can see the signs anywhere else with anybody else, but you couldn't see them with you. So it was one of those things where we ignore the sign. So, you're right.
Yeah.
And it was my father was the only one who forced me to be accountable. Everybody else seen me. My father was like, I ain't sending you no money. I ain't tell you to marry him. You're going to have to figure that out. Good luck. love you. See you for your birthday. Like he wasn't trying. He was not the rescue. Because as a man, I can respect that now. But at the time I was hurt. I was like, Daddy, you're not going to, he was like, No, you saw what you saw. You chose to ignore it. And this is the cost of ignoring it. So, but yeah, he was the only one who held me accountable. Everybody else was, you know, team me and bash. It turned into months of bash fest.
Yeah, and it's sad that, you know, once you're hurting, once you're experiencing some challenges and obstacles, that's when everybody wants to come to your aid, supposedly. But when you start having those conversations, really, they just want to know what the fuck happened. They want
to
know what
That's
happened.
All they want to know.
And people don't mind asking for it. And let me know if I'm wrong, because I appreciate you coming back on the show just to kind of reiterate some things. Let me know if I'm wrong. People don't mind listening to the details. They don't. If you start going into, well, he did this, he did that, I can't believe. Tone, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. People don't mind listening to the details versus saying, you know what, hey, you can't change none of that. Don't even think about that, because that's going to set you back mentally, emotionally, right? It already hurts you physically and financially. That's a given. But one thing that you have to be able to protect at all times is your mind. You know, people say your heart, but, you know, they're not talking about the heart that pumps in the chest. So we have to think about a little bit something more tangible. Your mind. You have to be able to protect your mind, right? You have rights to your mind, and you can't let anybody get in your head. So people will listen to those details, right? And if they're willing to listen to your details, do you think they're not going to share that with somebody else? Anybody who wants to listen to details like that are prepared to tell it over.
That's it.
Over and over.
Yep.
Because
over
I'm not
over.
Interested
hurt,
in details.
Mm-hmm. If you're hurting.
No, they want to them.
If you're hurting, and the first thing your friend asks you is what he did, and then what else he did, and then what else, you already know that conversation is about to get, that it's about to be everywhere, because a real friend going to be like, well, don't worry about that. What you need me to do? You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't even care about the details. Like, you hurt. But when people start getting in your business, like, he did what, and then, oh, she did what, and then what, Yeah, they about to tell everybody. You might as well. If you speak on it, just know that it's everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's exactly what
versions.
Happened.
Different versions. Of course, everybody has their own version of it.
Oh, well, everybody had their own version and their opinion of their version. So I heard all kinds of stories about what really happened and how much money he really went through and how much I had set him up for his next, where he ended up and all kinds of stuff. And I was like, wow, okay. You know, that wasn't what I expected. So it set me back as far as the healing process a way back probably than I would have been if I had just dealt with the people who actually cared about me and me moving forward and not just being nosy and not being, you know, it got really, really ugly. But I had to own that because I talked to them. So if I hadn't talked to them, then
they wouldn't have been able to get access.
They wouldn't have gotten access. They would have gotten access from him, but that would have been his perspective and his, you know, shenanigans. But, you know, but it should not have. On the accountability part, I shouldn't have been talking to people who weren't truly my support. My best friend, to your point, was like, yeah, I want to know none of that. He was like, you good? What you need? Okay. Like, we're not going to talk about the details. He was like, it doesn't matter. You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And so, and a lot of people, you said that a lot of people live that. You're right. There are a lot of people that deal with people because of what they provide them. That's not necessarily because they really want to be there with them, but because of what they provide them. So it's a trade-off. I'll deal with X, Y, and Z because I know that I'm going to get my car note and my insurance paid, and he's going to take me on a trip. And it's going to look real good on social media. But I know that on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, I'm at home crying because I know he got this and that going on. Or for a guy, I'm going to deal with her. I really don't like her. She make me – I can't even stomach being around her most of the time. But I got access to all her accounts. And,
right.
You know – as long as I got access to all her accounts, I can do what I really want to do. She just want to have somebody here at night. But I really
that's
really
a good
want
word. That's a good word. And again, like I said, we appreciate you jumping back on here. Now I will say this, and again, we appreciate you as a woman saying the things that you said, because again, like I said, you got two men here that we're communicating, expressing ourselves, and some people may think, okay, well, he's just talking shit, or that's not my story, so it can't really happen, or a small percentage of women go through this. Thank you again for sharing that, because, again, having a platform and having access to people that feel safe about sharing their experience, I know for a fact that it happens. Right. And one thing that I will say, thanks again for hanging out on this particular input in this segment too. One thing that I have to say also, Tone, is there's people that are willing to accept that type of lifestyle, meaning the lifestyle of, you know, that your partner is unfaithful when it comes to you know, not being in a monogamous situation, not being truthful about their outside partners or indiscretions. So for them, they feel like, okay, well, they're doing it, so shit, let me do it. It was good enough for the geese, it's good enough for the gander. But what happens is when she get caught doing it, even if she knows, or even if he thinks that she knows, if she get caught doing it, your ass is cut off, right? Because you can't do what I'm doing. Right, you're not handling the things that I'm handling. So when you get caught off, because typically, and Carla, this is why I got you on. This is why I kept you on here. Typically, you're not going to deal with the same caliber of a man that you're dealing with. Your outside guy is not going to be of the same caliber because he's going to have his own expectations of you. He's a guy of this type of caliber, and I'm not saying, I mean, character is maybe what I should say, of this character. His expectations is, I'm going to do me, but you need to be faithful, right? You need to handle all this business at house, take care of the kids. If you ain't got no kids, make sure that all the affairs are good, and then I'm going to have my own affairs. But you can't fuck around, though. Even if you know, you can't fuck around. So she's not going to deal with the same caliber of dude because he's going to have his expectations, right? So she may go and deal with the guy that's a lot different, the one that's a little bit more caring, the one that doesn't have as much, so he appreciates everything that she has, and he's willing to go out of his lifestyle. He's willing to go out of his budget to make things happen for her, even though he ain't got it like that. So, Tone, that's why Big Dog buys his lady a new car or whatever, and she's just like, cool, she's driving around. Meanwhile, little Marcus, he done bought her some flowers. He done got a little room over there at the Embassy Suites, right? He done spent about $300 for that weekend, and she fucking the shit out of him that weekend. Collar, am I right or wrong?
You're right. Because,
right,
because
for her, it's the little
special
things, right? It's the attention. It's the little things. It's the attention. It's feeling like she's treated with respect, the time, right, the effort. Like that outweighs things. Now, is she going to leave him for him? Oh, hell no.
Absolutely not.
Ain't going to be no downgrading, right?
Uh-uh.
But, hey, like I said, that some people say 80-20. I say 90-10. I don't even give them 20%. I say 90-10. But, hey, Carla, you was a good sport. Thanks for jumping on here. You was the only lady, well, you was the only person that was brave enough to jump on this subject because this isn't
we got another caller, Gigi. We got another caller.
Oh, shit. Hey, Carla, we appreciate it.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, just know that you set things off. We appreciate that.
Thanks for calling
no
in.
Problem. All right.
Uh, 8429 GEI Radio, you're on.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening.
Welcome to the show. Hey.
Thank you. Okay, well, let me flip this for a minute. Now, let's just say I know of a woman who was the provider, one of my best friends, and what you could not do was tell her anything. And I mean, you have your own house, your own car, your own job, everything you got, you good. You the sole provider. You bring this man in. It's fresh out of jail. You know? And the relationship from the beginning to the end, well, I ain't even going to say end, was just ridiculous. To the point where the relationship was abusive. But the person's still in denial.
Yeah.
Your son gets locked up because he's trying to protect you. But you call the cops on him, but you want to go to counseling for the guy to whoop your ass.
Oh, wow.
Now, when I say, and this was a best friend of mine, you could not tell this girl anything. You could not tell her nothing. To the fact when she was at my house, we busted it up. She goes home. I get a call. Come pick me up from the hospital. Hold the hell up.
Oh.
How you do that?
Wow.
Yes. Okay, I'll go get it.
How long did these shenanigans go on?
How did you get here? He drove me here. Hold on. And what car? at her car. So now we're looking for her car where he had to park it. Now you got police, you got doctors, you got nurses, and not to mention, this is a history of your family, from your mother, your older sister, and people that been through this. And we all don't know what we're going to run into. But when you run into it and it's familiar, why your ass ain't running up? So, I mean, as her best friend, I'm trying to talk to her, but the shit ain't working. Okay. So she tells me she wants to go to counseling. I'm a little bit confused. What the hell you want to go to counseling for?
That man literally didn't have anything.
But his side John, he was inviting his side John to every damn thing that they had, even when he was at his mom's house. Come on, girl, when you waking up?
What? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? She said side John.
Side John, she's from Philly. It's gotta be.
I'm my bad,
ma'am, are you from Philly, Delaware, DMV? Are you in the DMV, Philly?
In denial. Listen, we ain't even friends anymore. But I'm not telling her business just to tell it because it's out there. Because these women get in these relationships, and all they see is what this man can provide for them, and they act like they don't see, you know, the red flags, you know, the abuse from mental to physical. And then they trying to get out, but they can't, you know. And I'm sitting, and as a worker for Women Against the Roof, I'm sitting here like, I can't believe this. You know, but it happens.
Yeah.
I hear the stories. And
right.
But when you got your own, your right hand, and you trying to, you know, talk to her, and she knows the situation because she knows what you can provide, but you want a restraining order, but you don't use it, please tell me why you asked for it.
Wow.
It's not,
you know,
even if it's a man that's just,
it's not.
You know, your sole provider, he said he's going to do this, and then he start flipping. You know, if it's him. You have got to be more on point with yourself. Just like y'all saying, when you sitting there, if your girlfriend's saying something, you're going toe-to-toe with her. You don't want to hear it. You hanging up, and you know, you ain't speaking to her, but this man here is sitting you like hell. But that's my lover, and I ain't going nowhere.
You know what I find really interesting? Can you hear me?
I'm here. Yes.
Okay. All right, just making sure. Because, number one, that was a very intense story. And just like I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of people with a similar story. I think there's enough people that can say they had a friend that was in a relationship that was abusive in a sense of whether it was psychological abuse, financial abuse, because that's a thing, or whether it was, you know, physical abuse. And you would think, because of the caliber of individual that they are, that they wouldn't match themselves up with someone who is, and it's okay to say something, I guess people say unequally yoked, but I would say something that is disqualified. That guy was disqualified, and that's why I said it doesn't matter if a person is an executive, if a person is a business owner or a millionaire. There are certain things that people feel like they're missing because they feel like they have enough or they have it all. So they will actually attract the opposite of what they need. And I think it's interesting because when you talk about, Tom, when you talk about people that, quote unquote, make a good match on paper, they tend to, they have a tendency to repel each other. Right? So you would think and call it, I'm going to use your friend as an example. Let's just say she's a six-figure income earner, right? So, and she pretty much has whatever lifestyle she wants. She can get whatever she wants financially. She can travel, all that other stuff. Now, I'm not saying that the brother fresh out of jail ain't, you know, a complete whatever. But what I'm saying is you have to have some type of commonality, not for that moment, but where things can go in the future. So if you think about that moment, okay, maybe he was cut up. I mean, he damn sure would know how to treat or finesse a woman, right? I mean, he's fresh out in the bean. But you learn how to finesse in the bean, right? So you know he's going to have some words. But at the same time, if she's using her logical sense, not her emotional, not her emotional needs, or he got, you know, whatever, he said he's going to die for me, he's going to do whatever it takes. But if you just think logically, ain't no way that's a match, because she should be, like I said before, she should be reading his rights. He should be reading.
Exactly.
He should have a resume for her before she would even consider to go out on a date with this guy. And if he read her resume, as far as what his goals were, what his goals are, it ain't going to make sense for them to even be together. They ain't got no business
being
together. But
see, you know what? I don't mean to cut you off, but even when you give up a resume, some people know how to manipulate you and do whatever they got to do to get their end. And that's what he did. And then my thing is just this, like, you know what I'm saying? You can read all that. Oh, this is what I got to do.
Yeah, the finesse part.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's definitely going to finesse.
But,
hey, Tone. Tone, remember I said how they finesse, and then once you get in the guts, it's game over.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think about somebody who has nothing. Somebody that has nothing. He's going to give her the best dick she ever had in her life. Am I lying?
No, you're right.
And the lines are blurred after that.
I don't see how she couldn't get out of this. You have everything. He has nothing. Why you ain't walking?
The chain gang.
And it was from an abusive boyfriend and girlfriend thing to a she married him.
Chain gang.
Now, don't ask me to come, because I ain't got nothing nice to say to nobody. And I'm not wanting nobody's marriage, so I'm not coming. I can't be a part of this. I can't, and I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
you dropped the bomb. You shut us down. You do understand that, right? Because we can't top that. We can't continue on that one. We're going to have to do a continuation on that, because what you just said is real-life stuff that happens. And it doesn't – some of it's more extreme. Some people have more extreme, and then some have less extreme. But what you said happens every single day. You have a best friend. You have a sister. You have somebody that has – looked out for your ass and been there through all the aches, pains, and knuckleheads and near-death experiences, that all of a sudden their opinion doesn't matter because of this person here that just walked in life a month ago, a year ago, 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But you got history with somebody 30, 40 years. It don't make logical sense. But like Tone said, that chain gang dick is different. Does anybody understand? Does that make any sense, though? Hey,
no,
Cole,
you're right, though. Because, man, I'm telling you, I said it to her myself. I was like, man, she really just needed a husband. Just wanted it just to have.
Correct.
There's no way in the hell you would put your, well, I don't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's that. So... We appreciate you jumping
That's
on here, ma'am.
That's the craziest shit ever.
Listen, we got to get you on next week, too. If you got stories like this, we need to get you on early in the show.
I'll be busy. And then somebody signal me, call the hell in.
But I'm in this thing.
And I try to get other people to get ahead of me so, you know, y'all can get other callers. Then when I see everybody scared, I'm like, come on, y'all women. They talking about us. We got to jump in.
You're on point. Hey, we appreciate you.
Definitely. Thanks for calling in.
Y'all keep doing the good work. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Bye.
Chain gang did.
that's Philly all day right there.
That's Philly. She's from Philly.
When I heard Joan, I knew that was Philly.
Joan.
That's a Philly.
I thought Joan was DMV. I thought that was DMV. Y'all.
Well, you know, In some cases, DC. But that's a real, that's like a, yeah, in D.C., but that's like a Philly thing for real.
Okay, okay, that's good. Side job, man, that was good. Side job. I think the last two callers really summed things up. You know, we want to thank everybody for jumping on here every Friday. Necessary Convo, myself, GGI After Dark, GI Tone, GI Radio, GI Network, plug in. But I think the last, the two callers, since that's what we had today that kept it real, I think that they spoke for a large group of individuals. Even though
yeah.
two callers talking about two different things, they both represented a large group of individuals that, number one, don't want to share their story. Did I not say that early in the conversation? That do
yeah.
not want to share their story because they're embarrassed. They don't want to be judged. They don't give a fuck about what other people think. They're going to do exactly what they want. Like, they showed us exactly what it was. And I think everybody has a story of someone that you care about that keep bumping their head against the wall when it comes to relationships or even taking friendships back. Toxic friendships, taking toxic friendships back. And they keep bumping their head like, yo, this person has shown you what they're about, what they're capable of, and what they are going to continue to do if you keep fucking with them. Like, there's no guesswork. They did some shit early on, 3 to 6 months in, they did some shit. What you think they're going to do four years later if you still hang on to them? The shit ain't going to get better. It's not going to get better because you can't change people. You can't change who they are to the core. And so I think what's most important is, we might have some felons and convicts on the call. No disrespect. When I talk about the chain gang shit, I mean, it is what it is. So if we was talking about crackheads and stuff like that, I would say the dope fiend dick. Like, there's different type of dicks that women know that they take that can become a little toxic and maybe a little persuasive. The hen dog dick, right? Henny dick, is that something? Is that something that's real? I don't drink, but I just know that I got homies saying when I'm on that hen, my shit be on one. So that's all I'm saying. Like, everybody knows somebody who has a story of dealing with someone who they really have no business dealing with. And you're trying to figure out why in the hell are their eyes closed. But they can check everything else. They can check you and your shit and tell you about you and your shit, what your sister did, what you can do better, whatever. But what they have going on, they quote unquote don't see it, or it's not like it. It's not like that, or I got it. You know, so everybody has that story.
Yeah. Are they trying to prove to other people that it's working?
What,
like,
you say is going to
happen. My relationship good.
Yeah.
My relationship
what
good.
What you saying
is good, but
I can change. I could change the trajectory of that. It ain't going to be what it is. And then my final thoughts to that is what we have to realize is, and this is what I was going to say about Chang Gang. She should be able to read him his rights, because think about it. In life, you're in three positions. Either you're going through something, you're in the middle of something, or you just came out of it. But each phase, you have to do some reflecting. You have to do some personal development. And you're going to have to do some rebuilding. So when I say he should have had a resume, I would say that to somebody who was just in a marriage, who was just in a long-term relationship, who just got out of some type of program, whether it is alcohol or drugs or something like that. You have to have that space. You have to have that plan to where it makes sense for a motherfucker to deal with you. So this lady and guys, it happens to guys too, if you're in that caliber, if you're in that professional space of, you know, the wealthy or the people with resources and stuff like that, why are you not fucking with them? Why are they not fucking with you? That would be my question. Why are you not fucking with people that is supposed to be like-minded or supposed to have commonality? So is it all of them? Because you're saying it's all of them.
You know what?
Or is it something that you haven't dealt with?
But sometimes people, you know, they can make good money decisions, but, you know, they might got a lot of good things, like, to the eyes, but they don't have confidence. Like, a lot of people don't have confidence. Even people with that ride Lamborghini, you know, stuff that people like, or that will make it easier to talk to somebody. You know, if you pull up in a Lamborghini, it should make it easier to talk to a woman. You know what I'm saying? Women like nice things. Not saying that just because you got one, she's going to talk to you, but some people just don't have confidence. So even when they get those good things and nice things or those big jobs or those six figures or that $1 million, they still don't have the confidence. So they pick people they feel like they can relate with. You get what I'm saying? So that's why they be in situations that they be in, because they be feeling like that's the best they can do. It's a sad situation, but that be the truth. They be feeling like that's the best they can do. That's why they fight.
I think they choose the road less traveled. I feel like they don't choose the road less traveled. They use the road that's easy. I think that it's easy for a guy to, whether it's confidence or not, I think it's easy for him to, if he has some things going for himself, it's easy to talk to a woman that doesn't have as much going on, because she's going to look up to him. She may be impressed either. Versus pursuing somebody who's going to propose a challenge. What dude in a Lamborghini chases after a woman that's in a Rolls Royce Ghost? You understand what I'm
saying? Somebody with confidence. Confidence.
Because if you pull up in a Ferrari or a Lambo, and she got a Ghost or she got a Bentley, she not gonna be impressed with what you got. So you gonna have to deal with who you are. Who are you behind the Lamborghini? You're gonna have to talk. Right? You will have to talk now, because now you don't stand out.
And a lot of people, behind those Gucci shades or Louis Vuitton bags or Race or Lamborghinis, a lot of those people are insecure.
Hey, man, I got Gucci shades, man. Hey, man, I got
I'm
Gucci
just saying,
shades, man. What's up?
A lot of those people are insecure. That's why they cling on to, you know, those things.
Yeah.
But when it comes to having a conversation or talking to somebody that's not impressed by those things or what you got, they can't hang. So they go and get somebody that's easy. You know what I mean? They go get somebody that's easy. So it makes them look good. No matter what they say or what they do, it makes them look good. So that's why they be in a situation. It's just straight confidence. That's all it is. A lot of people don't have confidence.
Man.
They look like they do, but they don't.
Man.
They don't.
Hey, you can't argue with that, man. You can't argue with that. And I'll say that being in Atlanta, and so obviously, you know, you've been in Atlanta plenty of times. You've been in the industry, the network of the industry. People that's on TV doing videos of celebrities, reality shows, and things like that, when you meet them, they're nothing like what they portray on TV. And I'm not talking about their character on TV. I'm talking about even if you see them not in a movie or you just see them out and about and things like that, they're not what you think, right? Whether it is how smooth he came off, whether it came out how bougie she may have seemed, or how classy or how, you know, sadity. When you meet these people, They're not what you think.
It's entertainment.
They're not what you think.
It's
right.
Strictly entertainment. You know, I'll be telling people, like, you know, being in the entertainment, especially in Atlanta, once you get involved in that stuff, like, you be around a lot of different people. You know, you get invited to different things. And you start right. seeing it, man, it just be, it's just so fake. It's just not real. You know, it's just not what you think it is. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dang, I thought that this person was, you know, come find out. I mean, they don't really have half of what they say they have. So you thinking this person a millionaire when they ain't even got five figures. Like, wow, man. It's entertainment, though. You know, I always say it's our fault, you know. You know, we watch TV and they manipulate us with them riding in Bentleys or going to the going to a house and make like they brought it for their family, and we eat that up. Like, oh man, he got this, he got that. And then if you ever get a chance to meet these people, you'd be like, where that? You know, where this at? Where that? Why are you asking for this? Like, you should be good. You know what I'm saying? So. I learned in Atlanta, like I lived in Atlanta for 20 years, so I'm used to it. Like, I be telling people, you know, if you believe it, cool. But, you know, I've been in that circle for a long time, so I already know who's who and who's faking. So, but again, it all boils down to confidence, even when you don't have. Like, that's what confidence do, right? You can't only be confident when you have good things or millions of dollars. Like, you gotta be confident in yourself even when you don't have, right? You gotta still feel like I can go up and talk to this girl in a Ferrari, even though I'm not 100% where I wanna be, but I still, you know, my swag and my conversation, I still can go and talk to her. And she gonna see that I'm a hustler. You know what I mean? I might not be where I wanna be right now, but my confidence is gonna allow me to carry on that conversation or whatever and get her attention. But they don't have
if
it.
She want to deal, she going to deal.
Yeah, they don't have it, man.
If
the women
person's
going to
deal
comfort.
With you, they going to deal with you. Right, right.
Yeah.
Women's
like dog. Like, when you in a club, she don't know that you got a Ferrari outside. She don't know what you got. It's all on the conversation. You either going to mess. It's really on you to mess it up. They just, you know, they chilling. They going to listen. You know, if you are attractive to them or you look in a certain type of way to them, they going to talk to you. You know, most guys mess it up with the, let me take you on a trip, let me take you shopping. Like, you stupid. Like, then when she call you out on it, then you're going to be, oh, she a gold digger. Or, I don't know. That's a whole nother conversation, but you know how that go. Especially in Atlanta, you know how that goes. But let's wrap this show up, man. We got about, 9 minutes?
Okay. Cool.
Definitely appreciate everybody calling in. They stayed on with us the entire time. They still on. A lot of callers stayed on. A lot of people, the last 2 weeks, Gigi, they ain't been chiming in. They've been really just listening to us, which is cool, too. You know, we here for that, too.
We're gonna have to do something less invasive, less intrusive. We're gonna have to do something like really, really simple. You know, something that people can come and talk about. You know, we gotta do something like bash some men, man. We gotta talk about some men and what men are doing. They're not taking care of their kids. They're lying to the women. They dick ain't as long and girthy as they said it was. They sending fake, they dick fishing. I just made that up. They dick fishing, and these ladies is not appreciating that. So we do a show about dudes, you know, dude shenanigans. Oh, it's going to be lit. We're going to hate all the stories. We're going to get the tea. We're going to get the coffee. We're going to get the lattes. We're going to get the whole bucket of lemonade, man. You know,
you know what, though, Gigi?
To talk.
But here's the thing.
Yeah, what's that?
Here's the thing. Maybe that's what's going on. That's what most of the women going through right now. Maybe a lot of them not in good relationships, so they can't speak on it. Maybe a lot of them, you know, aren't in a position to talk about what we're talking about. So maybe those things is what's going on in their life. So that's probably why they're like, oh, yeah, I'm dealing with that right now. This dude lied to me. This dude, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. It's just one of those things. You know, the negative always always Trump get the most. Yeah, Trump's everything all the time because we all got a bashing story, right? We all can get on here, even the guys that's on here. We all can get on here and speak on women that's not right, right? We can speak on that for two, three days, and women can do the same thing. So it's just one of those things. But we want to thank all the callers for staying on with us. Listen, we want everybody to tune in next week. I didn't even pay attention to it, Gigi, until I hit you. I thought about it. Next week is 1 year. We've been doing this show for one whole year, that quick.
That is quick.
I'm going to get with Gigi, and hopefully we can get some giveaways, some gift cards, some clothing, some Roku sticks or something so y'all can watch the network.
Come on.
We're going to put some stuff together so we can make that show lit. But Gigi, can you let everybody know where they can find you at?
Yeah, you can find me on the GEI Network on Roku. So grab the app. You can catch me there. But my social media platforms, guys, is GEI After Dark on the IG, all social media platforms. I am Rob Malloy, robmalloy.com. And yes, stay connected because if you're in the Atlanta area, every first Friday, I got a Brims and Stiletto event that is that's going crazy. We've already got feedback of bringing it to cities, different states, interstate, inner cities, nationwide. So I'm looking forward to that. Everybody definitely stay safe, but definitely stay connected. Stay connected, especially on our platforms. We follow for follow, and Tony, I'll let you let them know I stay connected with our page and with everything GEI got going on, bro.
Definitely. First, you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, GEI_Tone. You can follow the show Necessary Convo on Instagram. You can follow the radio station, GEI Radio, on all social media platforms. And if you have Roku TV, please add our channel to your network. If you don't have Roku TV, go out and get Roku TV so you can watch our shows. We adding shows every day. For those of you that did it, I appreciate it. Much love to you. If not, if you don't have a Roku TV, or you don't have the Roku stick, sign up to our website. We got some show. We got some stuff that we put on there too. It's not everything that's on the network. There's some stuff that we're going to be adding to the website, which is GEINetwork.net. That's GEINetwork.net. And that's it, man. Again, we here each and every Friday, 9 p.m. until we finish talking. You know, this is the closest we got to 11 o'clock. It's actually, well, my clock on the radio thing say 2 minutes left. So I'm not sure what the actual time is. You know, dope. Again, another dope show. Nice conversation. Thanks to the ladies that shared their stories. It's not easy for people to, you know, get on here and, you know, especially when it's real, it's not just your opinion. When it's something real, it's kind of hard for people to, you know, speak on certain things. So I understand. We get it, you know. We understand. So maybe next week we can lighten the convo up a little bit and get more interaction. But that's the end of the show. Again, everybody be safe. Wash your hands still. I guess wear your mask. You know, I don't know if that's over yet. Depending on where you at, yeah. We catch y'all next week. Be safe. Peace.
Yeah. Peace. We out.